On WIPR, we're on the record. I'm Sheila Cass. Good morning. Have you ever thought about where your food comes from? I don't mean which grocery store, but who grows it, feeds it, breeds it? Today's show is an encore presentation that recently took top prize from the Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasters Association for outstanding use of sound. The judges called it radio so alive you can see it. On the Record producer Melissa Gear spent a day with Lindsay Jacobs, Miss Advocate USA 2024, on her family farm in Anne Arundel County. Jacobs wants to help the public connect the dots between all of the education and effort required for farming and the foods folks enjoy every day.
My name is Lindsay Jacobs. We're here in Churchview Farm in Millersville, Maryland, and I'm the new National Miss Advocate USA.
And what does Advocate USA mean?
Advocate USA is basically we need to get out into the general public and remind them that agriculture is still here and that without farmers we have no food and society will cease to exist.
And how long have you been involved in the family farm?
I've been in the family farm my whole life. I don't know any better. Well, this morning we're gonna feed all of our sale and our show cows, and then we're gonna tie all of our show cows up, and they're gonna have their fan and their food and get their show careers started. And then all of our sale cows are gonna get their baths for their sale pictures tomorrow. So we'll start with that. It's gonna be a long day.
And it sounds like they're responding to what you're saying.
Oh yeah, they're ready for their breakfast. So on a normal day, they would eat and then they would go back out to pasture and eat their grass or hay and kind of live their cow lives. But today, since we're getting ready for pictures, they're gonna stay in here and then we're gonna put them in the chute and then everybody's gonna get their bath. And we're gonna use our regular shampoo and our purple shampoo to make their white extra white. Then after that, they'll go back out to the grass and hang out for the rest of the day in the shade.
And do you take the pictures? Is there like a professional who comes to do this? How does that work?
So there's actually professionals that specialize in cattle photography. So we have a guy named Don Burt coming from Missouri who takes professional pictures. So he'll be here Sunday and Monday to take the pictures for our catalogs for the sales and things.
Today is Friday. So you're hoping and expecting that they'll stay clean enough and pretty and dapper enough to get their pictures?
Sunday and Monday. So we're doing extra clean today so that hopefully Sunday and Monday we can just do touch-ups. But that's the best case scenario. We'll see how that goes.
How many do you have?
Right now we have probably about 70 cows plus their babies. And then we have 25 bred heifers and then 4 bulls.
What's the difference there?
So cows are cattle that have already had, or female cows that have already had babies. Bred heifers are females that have not had babies yet, but are hopefully bred. The vet will be here next week to tell us if they're actually bred or not. And then bulls are obviously intact males. Steers are males that have been castrated and will go into the meat market and become your steak and your burger and that kind of thing.
Lindsay's extended family all live within a 5-mile radius surrounding the 300-acre farm. Most of them who work on the farm have second jobs in other professions. Lindsay's mom, Tara Baldwin Jacobs, is a nurse.
You know, I consider the farm 24/7. You're always on call for gate open, sick cow, something's loose, a big storm, power outage. Because around here, everything's on a well. So if we lose power, we lose water. So summer storms, electric fences, that stuff. So it's a 24/7 job, especially calving season when they're giving birth. I work 2 or 3 evenings or nights a week, variable, but it changes season by season.
How long have you been doing that, both jobs?
I was born into this, so I don't know any better. I've been a nurse full-time or part-time since the 80s.
And it sounds like just about everybody has outside work in addition to the farm work.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, the farm, I mean, it's like most farmers, any business, you are in the red pretty much all year long. Up front, you're paying for all your breeding stuff. You're paying for all your fertilizers and all your planting stuff. And then in the fall, when you can harvest your crops, sell your animals, then you make money, you're back in the black. But you're pretty much in the red about 9 months out of the year.
So that sounds incredibly stressful. Have you considered, this is sixth generation, I mean, along the generations, has anyone said, you know what, we have to hang this up, literally sell the farm?
It hasn't gotten to that point yet, but like they say with any family business, once you get to third, fourth, fifth generation, it's hard because it started with the great-grandfather to the grandfather, then there was five siblings, and then there's 13 grandchildren, and as the more hands that get in the pot, the harder it is to keep everybody happy.
And, I mean, make enough money to support that large of a group of people.
Oh, yes, correct. And plus, you know, and all the rules and regulations have changed, government regulations, the taxes and waterways and, you know, manure. And, I mean, yeah, they can almost tax and regulate you out of business because your land's more valuable to them for houses and green space. And
but we need to eat.
A lot of people don't get that. If you ask some people where their food comes from, they will tell you Safeway or Giant. They have no idea.
How do you reconcile that in your mind and heart?
You know, we do a lot of advertising and educating. We put stuff on Facebook. I'm a nurse at the hospital, and people there every day learn new stuff from me. But that's why we participate in all these fairs. We go to other county fairs, our state fair, our county fair, and just try to educate the public because they have no idea. And when they put two and two together, some of them are astonished. There are actually people that will look at one of these brown cows and assume that's chocolate milk. And that's not a joke.
So right now we have all the sale cows here in this pen. So we're gonna run them into this holding corral here. And then one by one, we're gonna send them here up the alleyway through the chute. Then they're all gonna get their baths. So they're gonna get regular shampoo. They're gonna get their purple shampoo for their white spots so they're nice and bright. And then they're gonna get their conditioner. And then they're gonna get their fly spray. And their leave-in conditioner. And then they'll be on their merry way.
Leave-in conditioner.
Oh yeah, their tails and their heads get leave-in conditioner.
And are they pretty okay with this process, or?
I mean, it depends on the cows. Some cows are more tolerant of us than others, depending on which ones were born here, which ones were bought from other places and things like that. But generally speaking, they don't mind it.
It took most of the day for Lindsay, her mom, and her brother, Anthony, to bathe everybody and get them spruced up for picture day. In addition to her work on Churchview Farm, Lindsay is completing her master's in food safety and biosecurity, with her sights set on a USDA job. For now, she has her work cut out for her as Ms. Advocate USA, helping the public understand the scope of what farming means today and why that's important.
Everybody believes the stereotypical farmer is Old MacDonald had a farm, or they think of the painting of the man and his wife with a three-pronged pitchfork. They don't see us as modern day kind of farmers. Right, exactly. Most people think that farming is an uneducated kind of task. But most of the people I know, as far as ag goes, are college educated in some fashion, whether it be an ag or in something else. But one of the people that was here actually last weekend, she's got her master's in animal science. She works at Ohio State on their judging team, and she teaches a couple ag classes. Her daughter is getting her PhD in meat science. And the guys that are coming to take our pictures, one graduated from Mizzou, and one graduated from University in Kentucky with ag-based degrees. And even our guy that comes from Willard's that sprays all of our weeds and herbicides and fertilizers and that kind of stuff has a degree in horticulture, but also has a CDL because he has to drive the equipment to get here to spray all the stuff. Farming looks like labor-intensive, very dirty, very hard work, but it's still educated work. And we lose that connection somewhere along the line. I don't know how we made it there, but we did.
And so through your work as the advocate, is that part of what you're hoping to dispel?
Right, that's kind of the main goal, is to make people realize that we're not just, right, the cute little painting. We're not a bunch of rednecks, basically. That we're also here, and we always talk about STEM in school. Ag is STEM. Ag is science, technology, engineering, and math. Science, we have to breed animals. We have to know anatomy and all these sorts of things. That's science. Technology, we have to use the cryo tanks and the balers and all the other stuff that engineers have to make for us to do all that. And then our baler requires a computer system for moisture and size and weight and all that kind of things. And then math encompasses all of that.
I know you're mid-cow here, but I just want to ask you, where does your passion for wanting to make people understand that, where does that come from?
I don't know that there was a moment in particular, but when I was in school, I think it started having to explain to everybody what my life looked like in comparison to our average Anne Arundel Countyan person. But in the more and more in school I had to explain, the more and more I kind of got my spiel going about what we do, why we do it.
Why do you think it's important for people to get this?
The importance of the whole thing is to really realize where we're going and where your food comes from. We have people that buy things in the supermarket based on marketing. I think we just need to build better communication between us as the producer and the consumer so that way we can find common ground, because we're so disconnected that when people are buying stuff at the grocery store or buying farm to table, there's education lacking there. And you got to figure out what's best for you, what's best for your family, but you need to know what all those marketing tools and all those different things mean properly, education-wise, to know what's best for you.
Lindsay Jacobs was the 2024 Miss Advocate USA. On the Record, producer Melissa Geer spent the day with her on the family's Churchview Farm in Anne Arundel County. You can meet Lindsay, her family, and some of their herd this summer at the Howard, Montgomery, and Anne Arundel County Fairs and the Maryland State Fair. Short break on the Record. When we're back, a Stoop Story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.